Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, I just want you to take a minute. The hardest part about this job, and the hardest part is what I've been tasked to do. Honestly, I sit back as two people. And for those of you who think, you know, Todd, do you have a teleprompter? Do you write this shit out before you say it? No, I don't. But I live my life, and the older I get, the more I think of two people in myself, and go with me, I promise I'll make this make sense. And the most important thing in my life as I get older is one of these days I'm going to meet my maker. One of these days, you know, I'm not going to be here any longer, and I'm going to stand in front of God. And the biggest fear I have in my life now is not heaven or hell. I'm not worried about that. But the biggest fear that I have in my life is when I stand before God, I'm going to have to answer, you know, with all the abilities that I gave you, with the mouth that I gave you, with the ability to motivate people that I gave you, you know, what did you do with it? How many lives did you change? And is God going to look at me and is he going to say, you know, Todd, with all the gifts that I gave you, you exceeded expectations. You did everything that you possibly could with the gifts that I bestowed on you. And good job. Or is he going to go the other way? And is he going to say, Todd, I gave you a lot of gifts. I gave you the ability to speak. I gave you a platform. I mean, I helped you buy a camera, a microphone. I gave you money through a lot of people to purchase good internet. And I gave you people that would come and actually listen to you. And you didn't do enough. That's my number one fear. And it should be the number one fear in all of us, is what are you doing with the gifts that God has bestowed on you? It's a tough question to ask. And like my old baseball coach used to tell us, there's only one person that can tell if you gave your very best effort, and that person is you. But the trick is you can fool everybody else. And you're right. I am thoughtful today because I've been thinking a lot in the past 5 or 6 hours. I just finished up, and I'm surprised my shirt's not wet, my hat's not wet. I just finished up. I was out in the yard with volunteers from the American Legion. They came out and they helped me put up a big flagpole in my front yard because I tried to put one up myself and it ended up falling over, and I pulled it out the ground. And luckily, I had a close friend of mine who is a part of the American Legion, and they came out and helped me, took some pictures with the guys. And so big, big shout out to the American Legion, not the VFW, you pride ridden faggots. I don't want no part of the VFW, but the American Legion is where it's at. So I'm surprised I'm not soaking wet, but just sitting out there with those veterans, it got me, as the comment earlier would say, it got me in my feelings a little bit. And I have to just sit back and think, it's, you know, it's July the 1st, 1776, and you're one of 56 delegates from the 13 colonies sitting in Philadelphia, and you're arguing over the Lee Resolution, the resolution for independence. And what's going through your mind at that point? You know, you're only 13 colonies up against a powerful British force, but it's that damn word, man, freedom. How important is freedom to you? And what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice for that word? And as I'm watching, these are older men that are helping me out in the yard. And I mean like older. And as I'm watching Vietnam veterans and Desert Storm veterans, and along with me and a couple other GWAT veterans all digging this hole with an auger and putting this pole up, I'm sitting there looking at three or four generation of veterans and going, God dang, man. How important is that dream? Because America has to be more than just land. America has to be more than just a flag. America has to be more than just an anthem. And I think that 250 years ago, when they sat down and they said, you know, we're not doing this shit no more. We want to do our own thing. We want freedom. It wasn't about land, and it wasn't about a flag, and it wasn't about an anthem. It was a dream. It was an idea. And I catch myself going, 250 years later, those delegates that sat back and made the decision to declare independence and to declare that you give me freedom or you give me death, that there's two options on the table right now. There's two. It's freedom or I'd rather die. As I said, when I go and I meet God, what would the founders, what would those 56 delegates say to us? How would they look at us? And have we championed that dream, that idea? That was America. Honestly, I thought about all this in a 4 or 5 hour span. You know, it's like at the end of the video game, you know, when you've defeated the final boss and there's no more enemies left, you fall on this complacency, or when you're at your job and you're at the top, or when you're whatever you are and you ascend the level that you want to ascend, and you get your ass whooped by the biggest foe there is. Complacency. And is that us? Is that us now? Do we have enemies? Yeah, Russia and China and, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But at the end of the day, I mean, folks, think about it. At the end of the day, could any of those people really go toe-to-toe with us on our best day? I don't see it. And so the enemy, the only enemy that I can genuinely see.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is the biggest foe of them all. And that's complacency. And I just wish for a second that you could bottle emotion and feelings, because I can remember My memory's shit. I'm 42 years old, and Kendra will attest to this. My memory's terrible. I mean, it's terrible. But I wish I could bottle the emotion of a 19-year-old Todd. You know, the Army in their infinite wisdom in 2003 decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send people to war. And, you know, midway through the war, we're going to send them home for 2 weeks, you know, to give them a break. We're going to send them home for 2 weeks, and then we're going to send their asses back. In infinite wisdom, they decided it's the stupidest thing ever. But it was 11 of us in November of 2003, or 2004, excuse me, in November of 2004. It was 11 of us landed in Atlanta. On Veterans Day, no less, right before Thanksgiving, and it was packed. I mean, the airport was, God, it was packed. And like a damn Budweiser commercial, we were all in our desert uniforms. I mean, we looked dirty, dingy, like we had had our asses beaten. And it was 11 of us walking through the airport, and it was just packed with people. And everybody just moved, just got out the way. And it was cheers and hugs, people that I've never met, will never see again. I hugged my neck, and I remember as we're sitting there and we're waiting on our connecting flight, I walked up to this bar. I was thirsty and wasn't even old enough to drink. And this businessman from New York said, "Come up here, young man, tell me your story." And it was a lot of stuff that I really didn't want to talk to him about, and a lot of things that I didn't want to relay. And I sat next to him, and he said to the bartender, he said, "Hey, bring this guy whatever he wants." And I said, "You know what? I'll take a Michelob Ultra." And he said, "Can I see your ID?" And that old man looked at that bartender. He said, "F no, you can't see. Do you have any idea what the hell he's been through for the last 6 months? You bring him whatever he wants." And I just wish, like I said earlier, I wish I could bottle emotion. And I wish I could put that feeling and that emotion in a bottle and allow people to take that and drink it, because we wouldn't have these arguments. We wouldn't have these problems. And I think that's just where we're at now. It's that we've gotten so complacent in this country that freedom is no longer a word. It's lost its meaning. And the idea of America doesn't mean what it used to mean. And we're fighting the biggest fight against the most deadliest enemy of all, and it's complacency. And we're fighting it amongst ourselves. And so I ask you, all of you, this is the most important week in our country's history. It was the moment that we decided enough was enough and we wanted to be free. And you're a part of that. Your ancestors, wherever they're from, I don't give a shit. You're a part of it. And what are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate that freedom? Are you proud of that decision? Are you proud of that idea that is America? And if you're not, I don't know why the hell you're here. Like, I really don't. Like, you check out, get the hell out of here, because I'm an unapologetic American through and through. In the midst of all our faults, yeah, that thing has made mistakes. It's made wrong decisions. It's made bad moves. It's elected bad presidents, and it's written bad policy. But damn it, in the face of 250 years in its existence, there's not a close second. There's just not. And so if you ain't on the same page with me, then you need to get the hell out of here. I'm just telling you now. And this ain't the show for you. And while you're celebrating that independence, I want you to think, when you do meet that all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving God, what is he going to say? Is he going to say, "Good job"? Or is he going to say, "Well, I mean, you could have done a little bit better"? Only you can answer that question. But having said all that, Welcome to the hot seat, folks. I know that was a little more than what I usually give you, but I mean, hey, that's what you sign up for. Welcome to the hot seat. My name is Hot Seat Todd, and as you can tell, I am unapologetically American. I'm unapologetically a Christian. I will always, always be that way, come hell or high water. And I have my five shirts picked out, my five designs picked out already. I'm just going to tell you up front. We're going to talk about them at the end of the show. I want you to go to the comment section. All right, not the chat, not the live chat, to the comment section to vote. I will post them on my stories on social media and Discord later on today to continue the vote. And the one lucky winner, whoever designs the winning shirt, is going to get their shirt put on redpillthreads.com, my merch site, and is going to get 30% of the profits for the first month that shirt is live. A lot of really good designs. For those of you who designed a shirt and you don't see it, look, I'm sorry, there was 50, 60 to choose from, so it took me a while to filter through them. But let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. And for those of you who have been around me for a long time, you know that the military is really near and dear to my heart. And whenever the DOD puts out a new policy or new guidelines or things like that, I like to really deep dive into them, because your typical civilian doesn't, I'm not calling you ignorant, but you don't really, for the most part, you don't really understand, well, why do they have that policy? That absolutely makes no sense. And to the untrained eye, it could look bad. But like this policy, this particular policy right here, so the Army has a new shaving policy. All right, and I just want to pull this up right quick. You can read, the new Army shaving policy will allow soldiers with skin conditions that affects mostly black men to be kicked out. And of course, I don't know who this jackass is right here. I have no idea. Obviously, I don't follow this jackass, but he says, let me get this straight. Under Pete Hegseth's leadership, the Army is rolling out a policy that could kick out black men for razor bumps, a medical condition that is disproportionately affects us. Meanwhile, white troops who refuse the COVID vaccine, they got waivers, sympathy, and career protection. This isn't about grooming. It's about who gets to be seen as worth accommodating. Okay, let me just shoot holes in one particular thing. Really? That's the hill you want to die on? The COVID vaccine? Dude, 8,000 soldiers lost their careers due to the cut.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For not allowing religious exemptions, medical exemptions, Biden wasn't happening. So bark up another tree, dipshit. That didn't happen. All right. And so I went to themilitary.com and I pulled the article itself. And so the Army is preparing to roll out a new policy that could lead soldiers diagnosed with chronic skin condition that causes painful razor bumps and scarring to be kicked out of service, an issue that, you know, that proportionally affects black men. The new guidance, expected to take effect in the coming weeks, would bar permanent shaving waivers and require medical personnel to craft formal treatment plans for affected troops. All right. Soldiers in need of prolonged waivers may be directed to get laser treatments. Those who need shaving exemptions for more than 12 months over a two-year period could be kicked out of the Army. All right. I know that looks bad. Okay. I know 60% of the shaving profiles in the United States Army are black men. 60%. Okay, because of razor burn and razor bumps. I get that, okay? But here's, again, they tell you this shit, but they only tell you half the story, all right? If you have this, okay, the reason why the United States military makes you shave, clean shaven, not scruff, all right, not stubble, clean shaven, is because that is the only way that your gas mask will seal. Okay, you know, the gas mask, it will not seal over this. You will die if your face looks like mine and you have hair on your face. And that's why you can have a mustache to the corners of your mouth, and that's it. And that's why you can have sideburns to your earlobe, and that's it. Because all of this right here, it has to seal with a gas mask. So you're actually, in turn, doing people a wartime favor. Because do you want to be kicked out of the military, or do you want to die in a third world country due to a biological weapon? Or if you're in the middle of a firefight and somebody throws riot control gas or smoke at you and you can't seal, you're ineffective. And yes, to photo guy, it's no different than fireman. Okay? Because if you're running in the middle of a burning building, your mask has to be able to have a good seal on your face. Or you're the weak link, and somebody's going to have to drag your damn charred body out of a burning house, or your bullet-ridden body out of a firefight. And we don't want that happen. And yes, Joe Daddy, beard talk. Yes. And I just throw that out there because your typical civilian will see that and go, oh, shit, what is Hegseth doing? Well, this is why. All right, this is why. So don't believe the legacy media. And as I've told you guys before, my beautiful, lovely Rumble bot, Lucille, is posting what I go to all the time. It's the Patriot Post. All right, the Patriot Post, Lucille will throw that in the chat every once in a while. I'm telling you, that is where I go to fact check everything that I read. You click the link, sign up for it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's 100% worth it. I put that link in there for you guys because I get asked that question a lot. Like, how do you trust social media links and stuff like that? The question, answer is, I don't. But I do trust the Patriot Post because they do it all for you. And so, in the realm of the New York mayoral candidate, which, listen, all right, let's be real about something. That asshole's not getting elected. All right, the Zohan Mandabandabandadami Burkadurkadbani, he's not getting elected. Okay, it's not going to happen. I don't think it will. But, you know, New York never puts anything past me at this point. But we see a change. And it goes back to what I had to say in the introduction of the show is, are we this complacent that we are allowing things like this to happen in our country? I mean, you look at Dearborn, Michigan, for example. You look at all the infiltration of Ilhan Omar and all of her people, and now the rise of Zohan Malamananani, the Durka Durka, and you see clips like this popping up everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay, Mega, it's time that you learn Sharia law, not now that we Muslims are slowly taking over your country, starting with New York soon, inshallah. And then not only are we taking over your country, we're bringing in communism. So you better get used to the idea of giving up your money and share it with the poor. And just a few things you got to know about Sharia law. No more pork. So that's that shit has to go.
Yeah, good luck.
Then you're going to have to pay some sort of tax for being non-Muslim, of course. And yeah, so it's time to learn some Arabic. And time to put your wives in burqas.
I'm going to stop it right there. Okay. Seriously, all jokes aside, and I'm not trying to be funny, I want to meet the son of a bitch that tries to put Kendra Spears in a burka. I want to meet that person. Okay. Seriously, I want to meet the asshole that tries to put my wife into a damn burka. All right. And also, on top of that, I want to meet the asshole that tries to tell Bubba he can't eat a pork chop. I mean, good luck. I mean, I wish you well. I mean, I do. I wish you well. But I don't think that that's going to work out in the manner of which you think it's going to. I just don't. All right, because that Iranian shit, dude, it's not, no, man. No, it's not going to fly over here. Not with these American women. No, pimp. No. Not, but hey, you know, good luck. I wish you well. So President Trump went to Florida today and hung out with DeSantis, Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, at Alligator Alcatraz, and it was honestly, it was exactly what you would expect. And I've been on record for 2 weeks saying I love this. Like, I absolutely, like, yes, open Alligator Alcatraz. Yes, open Rikers Island. Yes, open the legit Alcatraz and put them sons of bitches there. Absolutely put them there. I mean, the White House. Literally posted this like an hour ago. And how glorious is this? You can't make it up. I mean, this was direct from the White House Twitter page. I mean, I love it. I mean, I know. The reason I love this so much is because I know every asshole, Karen, liberal, roosterfish, peckerwood, epitard sees this. I can just picture them screaming at their phone. And it's, I mean, it's just think about it for a minute. It's glorious. It's absolutely glorious. But, you know, unfortunately, there are some people that are pissed off about it. But here's just a quick 24-second video of what it actually looks like there. I mean, it's pretty nice. I mean, shit, that's pretty nice. I mean, to my veterans in the chat, I mean, that beats the shit out of Camp Buring and Camp New Jersey. I mean, it's air conditioned. It's like 65 degrees in there. They get fed 3 times a day. I mean, it beats the hell out of Camp Buring because in those damn tents, there was hardly no air conditioning. It was miserable. I mean, illegals get better living conditions than we got when we deployed. I mean, so, y'all can suck it. It don't bother. I love it. And of course, you know, Happy Joy Reid, she is extreme. And look, the only reason I'm playing this particular clip right here is just to highlight how far that this chick has literally fallen. Other than the stupid crap that comes out of her mouth, pay close attention to the room she's in.
I had to forget about him, but Ron DeSantis is still governor of Florida. He took the comfy couch hosts on a tour of the concentration camp that he's building in Florida in order to round up people, brown people, and throw them in a camp because he doesn't want them in Florida. Surprise, surprise, the economy of Florida is going to be severely harmed by rounding up brown people who, by the way, all over this country, Latinos are afraid to go to work. Anybody who is...
Okay, so, like, mind the stupid stuff that's coming out of her mouth. Like, look at this sad, pitiful, room that she's literally broadcasting on Substack with. I mean, do you? I love it. Do y'all? I mean, I love it. She went from CNN, MSNBC, all the money in the world to like, I don't know, a 50-inch TV with a black curtain on it to a dirty room with trash in the corner of it. I love it. I absolutely love it. So fall from grace, like, and yes, to Josh, everything she said is wrong, as usual. As usual. And yes, Kate, I think she's literally sitting on the floor. So happy trails, Joy Reid. Nobody gives a shit what you say anymore. I mean, enjoy your, you know, two-bedroom apartment that you have to broadcast on Substack. I mean, nobody was watching you on MSNBC. And, you know, good luck to you and your five subscribers on Substack. Nice job. So let's get to some real retarded stuff right here. So this is a Twitter page that I don't follow, but I pay attention to because I like to laugh, you know? And anyway, it's called Wu-Tang is for Children. Yeah. And so they posted this photo here. And in the background, they said, ah, yes, let's do a photo op in front of the cages and have a little laugh. How disgusting. And again, I like to do this on a daily basis just to remind you guys at home the hypocrisy and the rules for thee, not rules for me. Because I don't remember Joy Reid, Rachel Maddow, these jackasses ever posting pictures of these cages. Like, I don't ever remember them posting pictures of these cages and raising nine kinds of hell about it, talking about brown people, concentration camps, and stuff like that. But, yeah, this was Obama's cages that he built. You know, your great hope, the greatest president ever, the I don't have to pay my mortgage anymore because he got elected, you know, your savior. He built these cages. These are his cages. Where the hell was all the posts and the articles and the racism and shit when Obama was president? I didn't really have much to say then, did you? Again, rules for thee, not rules for me. And I just have to play this because, you know, President Trump gave us a really good soundbite. And, you know, I downloaded it and it's a part of the Dear America show now. We gave us another one. He basically calls Biden a son of a bitch, and I thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, pay attention to the end of this one.
I think our viewers at home should know that this is air-conditioned facility.
Yes,
so if any of the news claims they're keeping them out in the hot, humid South Florida, that is wrong. It's probably 62 degrees here, to be honest.
Hey, yep. Biden wanted me in here, okay? That did it. He wanted me. It didn't work out that way, but he wanted me in here, that son of a bitch.
Hold on. I got to go back.
He wanted me in here, that son of a bitch.
He wanted me in here, that son of a bitch. So, yeah, I'll probably cut that and put that on the Dear America show sooner or later. But, I mean, where's the lie, you know? And I'm, you know what? I got to say this, okay? I had 50-some-odd T-shirt. Whatever you call them. Entries. Not one of you. Not one of you. Did a where's the lie shirt. Not one. I'm disappointed in you. I am. A little bit. But one's coming. I've got one being designed right now. And for those that say, you know, Todd, they're rounding up innocent people. Like, these, they're good people. I mean, they're just disappearing people on the street. This is disgusting. Like, I don't want to intro this. I just, seriously, I want you to hear this. Like, this is how sick and twisted some of these people are that they're rounding up. Listen to this. This is gross.
By thanking our ICE officers and our Border Patrol officers for what they do every day, they are out on the streets, and violence against them has increased over 500% since Trump has gone back into the White House, because he's upholding the law and because a bunch of liberals, socialists, and Marxists are out there lying about what President Trump is doing. President Trump is upholding freedom. by what he is doing. The freedom to live safely in this country and to do things legally and to have justice. And because those liberals, and I'm calling out you, CNN, I'm calling you out because you lie every single day about what these operations are. We are going after murderers and rapists and traffickers and drug dealers and getting them off the streets.
Wait for
and
it.
Getting them out of this country because Joe Biden let the worst of the worst come in here. The other day I was talking to some marshals that have been partnering with ICE. They said that they had detained a cannibal and put him on a plane to take him home. And while they had him in his seat, he started to eat himself. And they had to get him off. And
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get him medical attention. These are the kind of...
I'm sorry. What? A cannibal? A cannibal. Like, you detain somebody, you put them on a plane in handcuffs, and they go full-blown coyote and start to chew their freaking leg off? Like, holy crap. I mean, granted, that's one person out of thousands, all right? But here's my question. What if that one person, what if that one sick son of a bitch breaks into your house with your family in it? That's the whole, and the Mexican, Tony, his idea, and his, I don't know what you call it, his idea behind this is what makes total sense, is would you allow these people in your home? Okay, if I come to you and I said, hey, I'm bringing 10 people, I'm coming to hang out with you, but I'm bringing 10 people with me. Five of them I know, and I don't know the other five. I have no idea who they are. They're just coming. And that makes perfect sense. Like, we don't know who they are. We don't know what their culture is. We have no idea what they're capable of. Get them out. Out. And if you want to come back in the legal way, fine. No problem. No problem. And so we got this here. This is Stephen Miller. Again, genius. I'm not getting into a cerebral battle with this guy. He's brilliant. Listen to what he has to say.
When President Trump came into office on January 20th, the United States had endured the largest wave of illegal immigration in human history. Not just American history, human history. And within just a few days, President Trump, through his strength, leadership, diplomacy, and vision, achieved the most secure border anyone in the world has ever seen. When we recently went overseas to the NATO summit, I had senior staff in foreign governments come up to me and ask me how he achieved the Trump miracle on his border and could that be replicated in their countries. For individuals who don't work in this space, to have zero successful illegal entries in an entire month should be an impossible achievement. There is a 2,000-mile border with one of the poorest countries in the world, and you have open travel from 150 countries into Central America and South America. There are 2 billion people in the world that would economically benefit from illegally coming to the United States. And through the deployment of the military, through the deployment of novel legal and diplomatic tools, through the building of physical infrastructure, through the empowering of ICE and Border Patrol and the entire federal law enforcement apparatus, President Trump achieved absolute border security. And now, once this legislation is passed, he will be able to make that with those resources permanent.
Permanent. Now, don't get me wrong. And I saw Daughter of Loki talking about Poland, and I agree with you 1,000%. Your ass ain't getting in Poland. They will shoot you. They're not going to turn you around. They're going to shoot you. If you try to cross their border illegally, they will shoot you. And I'm sorry. I mean, It's an invasion. That's just the way that I look at it. It's an invasion. Okay. They invade your sovereign border. You forfeit your life. That's just, I mean, that's where I'm at. But Donald Trump's getting it done without having to do that. So I'll trust him. And that's why you should never, ever, 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 ever vote me for any office whatsoever, ever, ever. Because, I mean, it'd be a different ball game. Going into the paint harder, President Trump says he is still committed to reopening the real Alcatraz to house violent illegals. And he says, because of violence and criminality I have seen due to the border, open border policy of Sleepy Joe, and particularly allowing millions of people into the country who shouldn't be here, I wanted something representative to show how we fight back. And then it happened. I saw a picture of Alcatraz looking so foreboding, and I said, we're going to look into renovating and rebuilding famous Alcatraz prison, sitting high on the bay surrounded by sharks. What a symbol it is and will be. The work started 6 months ago, and various prison development firms are looking at doing it with us. Still a little bit early, but a lots and lots of promise. I'm sorry, I'm down for it. I am here for it. That looks beautiful. Put them there. We'll have Alligator Alcatraz, we'll have Rikers Island, and the infamous Alcatraz. And why not? Like, why not? Why not do it? So, there we go. All right, shift in focus. If you don't know, the Big Beautiful Bill, thanks to Vice President J.D. Vance, the Big Beautiful Bill has passed the Senate. Got a clip for you here on the Hillbilly Ethergy, our Vice President J.D. Vance.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
All right, it's a done deal. The Big Beautiful Bill is passed. The Senate goes on, probably get through the House. And this was President Trump's response. It's a long one. Almost all of our great Republicans in the United States Senate have passed our one big beautiful bill. It is no longer a House bill or a Senate bill. It is everyone's bill. There is so much to be proud of, and everyone got a major policy win. But the biggest winner of them all will be the American people, who have permanently lowered taxes, higher wages, and take-home pay, secured our borders, and a stronger and more powerful military. Additionally, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security benefits are not being cut, but are being strengthened and protected from the radical and destructive Democrats by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse from these programs. We can have all of this right now, but only if the House GOP unites, ignores its occasional grandstanders, you know who you are, and does the right thing, which is sending this bill to my desk. We're on schedule. Let's keep it going and be done before you and your family go on a July 4th vacation. The American people need and deserve it. They sent us here. Get it done. Our country is going to explode with massive growth, even more than it already has since I was reelected. Between the growth, this bill, our tariffs, and more, the One Big Beautiful Bill sets the United States down a fiscal path by greatly reducing our federal deficit and setting us on course for enormous prosperity in the new and wonderful golden age of America. To all my GOP friends in the House, stay united, have fun, and vote yay. God bless you all. So, hey, good luck. And this is sent out by Rapid Response. And this is what it does, and I know you guys can't really see it, so I'll do this. There we go. Makes it easier. So this is from the White House. This is what the bill does. It delivers the largest tax cut in the history for the middle and working class Americans. Bigger paychecks of $10,000 more, an annual take-home pay for families, no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security, no tax made on American auto loans, protects 2 million family farms from punitive double taxation, permanently increases the child tax credit, supporting 40 million families. A vote against this bill is a vote for the largest tax increase in history, rescinds billions in the Green New Scam funding, restores fiscal sanity, slashing deficits by $2 trillion, eliminates waste, fraud, and abuse from bloated federal programs, permanently secures our border, deports 1 million illegals a year, makes the largest investment in border security in a generation, finishes phase two of the border wall, shifts the cost of adjudication in the immigration system from the American taxpayer to aliens, hires 10,000 new ICE agents, 5,000 custom officers, and 3,000 Border Patrol agents, funds the Golden Dome, delivers the largest Coast Guard upgrade since World War II, modernizes our military to ensure it has resources to be ready, end Biden's war on American energy and drives down in energy costs and unleashes domestic oil and gas and nuclear power, restoring energy independence. Again, I'm here to tell you, I'm not an economist. I'm not. And I'm not even going to sit here and tell you. I have read 900 pages of this damn thing. I'm not going, and I won't. Okay. I won't. But here's the deal. President Trump is not a businessman. President Trump is the businessman. And that's why we elected him. He's not a politician. He doesn't owe anybody anything. That's the thing. That's the big kicker for me, is people get money sent to them from these corporations saying, hey, you do this, I'll give you this. If you decide to do that, I'll give you this much money. He owes nobody nothing. The man got shot in the face, and it's like Rocky II. All right, if you've ever seen Rocky II, all right, Duke looks at Apollo and says, I saw you beat that man round after round, and he kept coming after you. We don't need a man like that in our life. Trump got shot in the face, 34 felony indictments, and he kept coming after Biden and Kamala and the liberals. He kept coming. We need a man like that in our lives. America needs a man like that in their life. And I trust him until he gives me a reason not to. I trust him. Now, if he does something stupid, like I told you with the immigration thing weeks ago, I'll be the first one to say, I ain't about that life. But so far, so good. As Nick Saban would tell you, trust the process, because the process has been pretty good so far. Let's see. We got time. So this is the big problem that the liberals have with it. And Elizabeth Warren, you know, she's all like in tears here crying. But I want you to listen. Here's my issue with these assholes. Listen to the verbiage when they say he's cutting Medicaid and Medicare. Listen to the verbiage. Okay. See if you catch it.
Leaving the Senate now, at the end of the vote, when the Republicans won, they cheered. They cheered over taking away health care from around 17 million people. They cheered.
Okay, hold.
Health care from around 17 million people.
You notice that they don't say they're taking health care away from millions of Americans. They don't say that. Go listen to Jasmine Crockett Chit, the horse chick AOC, all of these idiots. They never say he's cutting Medicaid, or the dude that thinks she's a chick. They don't say they're cutting 17 million people, Americans. They never say Americans.
They cheered over taking away health care from around 17 million people. They cheered over giving huge tax breaks to a handful of billionaires. They cheered over running up the national debt by another $3.5 trillion. You know, this bill, it's bad. It's bad economically. It's bad morally. This bill is just wrong. But we stay in the fight. We stay in the fight. We stay in the fight. And we proved why we stay in the fight, because actually there are pieces of this bill that we got better. We got the tax on solar and wind knocked out. And that-
No, shut your stupid ass mouth. I can't. I mean, I want to play the rest of the clip. I can't, because it's like nails on a chalkboard. And every time this dipshit idiot speaks, all I hear is, like, literally, that's all I hear. I can't. But they never, again, they never say they're cutting 17 million Americans. No, because it's 17 million illegals. Okay, because, I mean, proof is in the freaking pudding. This was a long, I mean, y'all remember this, okay? California, $9.5 billion on healthcare for illegals while facing a $30 billion deficit. Nusifer himself begged the federal government for more money, more federal spending, because he wanted to spend $10 billion on illegals' healthcare. Kiss my ass. I didn't sign up for any of that. All right. And when the Biden administration was in the White House, who remembers this gem right here?
Veterans are now calling out the VA's role in processing medical care for illegals. Yes, you heard that right. While those who fought.
Yes. Taking VA appointments away from VA veterans, disabled vets, and giving it to illegals. Illegals. So listen, look, my little snowflakes, my little libtard, rooster fish, mouth breathing, pecker woods, don't sit here, all right, and fake cry with your damn alligator tears on TikTok telling me that you care about the American people. Kiss my ass. All right, half of you didn't vote for the Lake and Riley Act. Half of you can't even spell Rachel Mooring's name. You let illegals take over the VA. You gave $10 billion to California for illegal people to get health care, and yet charged the American taxpayer for it. Get the hell out of here. Because I'm sorry, love him or hate him, this is what I voted for. Absolutely. I got no problems paying taxes when it goes to the Americans. But I'm telling you right now, if Kamala would have got elected and the shitstorm would have came down, nope, put me in jail. I'm not paying you another dime. Not doing it, but won't do it. Will not do it. And apparently Elon Musk is pissed off about it. We talked about it a little bit on Dear America. And listen, Elon Musk is the smartest man on the planet. Okay, and I can't even begin to get into a cerebral battle with this man. Don't even want to start or try. Okay, I don't. But this idea and this thought process, and this is from Colin Rugg. So since the Big Beautiful Bill is passed, the odds that Elon creates a new political party by December the 31st jumps to 46% on Polymarket. Okay. And he wants to start the America Party. And let me just tell you why this is just a stupid idea and it won't work. Okay? It will not work. Adding a new political party to the cool kid group is a recipe for disaster on so many fronts. But to steal the phrase from my dear cowboy friend, Chad Prather, I don't trust the governments of man. I don't. I haven't, and I won't. You mean to tell me you're going to add more swamp to the swamp? And who are you to tell me that you are going to champion this America Party, that you have the best interest to the American people? Because listen, I don't give a shit about Mars. I don't. I could care. I have no wants to go to Mars. Electric vehicles? I won't own one. I don't know. Listen, wherever you live, if you live in a metropolitan area where you're going from business to home to the, you know, your Starbucks to picking up the kids to school and going home, fine, cool, whatever. Your little EV shit don't work where I live. All right, there's like two charging stations in a 50-mile radius where I live. It doesn't work. And I'm sorry to the dumbasses that have electric vehicles down here. I've seen your trunks, and you all have gas-powered generators in the back of them, you dumbasses. I don't need or want your Tesla, and I'm sorry, your Cybertruck is ugly as hell. I'm sorry. I am still that red-blooded, gun-toting, meat-eating American that when I get in the driver's seat of my vehicle and I turn the key, I want to hear something. I want to feel the vibration of the motor in my ass. I want to hear my 37-inch tires going down the road. Wah, 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 wah. I want that. Sorry, I do. And if I'm on a long trip, I want to pull over to a Buc-ee's. Put $35, $45, $55 in my truck and just keep going instead of pulling over and finding a cute little outlet and sit there for an hour and a half. I don't want that shit. I don't want it. Because like most men, when we set off on a road trip, our job is to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible. That's our response. That's our job. And your little plug-in car ain't doing it for us. I'm not looking at a damn map and going, well, here's a charging point here. Then I can make it to this charging point and to that charging point. No, I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing it. Nope. It's not happening. Not in my lifetime, at least. It's not. I could care less about your stupid little EV mandate. Nope. And I just do not trust that you can establish another party in an already swampy system that will do me justice. Because at the end of the day, all you're going to do, if you do establish the America Party, all you're going to do is you're going to take half the vote away from J.D. Vance in 2028, and you're going to get some asshole like AOC, Bernie Sanders, or Jasmine Crockett Chit elected. That's what you're going to end up doing. Prove me wrong. Now, I like the better idea of just etch-a-sketching all the shit and just saying no party. But that's never going to happen because we're not a country of free thinkers. Okay, unfortunately, on both sides of the house, on both sides of the fence, we still have dipshit idiots that go into an election booth and they check everything red or they check everything blue and they have no idea what the hell any candidate stands for. And until you get rid of that, then your idea is moot. And you're not getting rid of that. It's not happening because the party lines are drawn. And there's only a very small percentage of us that will actually listen to what this person has to say or that person has to say and go, I'm going with that person because that person is a mouth breather. And that's it. And that's all I got. Okay, so here are my shirts. Okay, so I want to stop and just thank all of you. I thank all of you for sending in your shirts, for putting up some of these designs. Y'all, I can really tell you put some legit thought into it. Some of you had some immaculate designs that I was just like, there's no way I can get that on a shirt. But these are the top five. Okay, and remember, the comment section. Okay, vote in the comment section. And tomorrow, I will, you know what? I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. Thursday's episode, I will reveal the winner, hopefully, on Red Pill Threads. I'm not going to say who designed these shirts. I'm not going to put the name out there because I don't want any cool kid stuff going on. But I know who you are. So here is shirt number one. And this is a good one. The Love You, Miss You, Mean It, signed Hot Seat Todd. I do like that shirt. It is pretty cool. I'll probably keep that exact design. Might have to change the color because of the multiple colors of shirts. But there you go. There is shirt number one, the Love You, Miss You, Mean It shirt. Do not forget, vote in the comment section, please. So this is one. This one's pretty good, too. Here is shirt number two. Now, I will say on this shirt, I'm going to have to change the to that. To that train is never late, because I don't say the train is never late. I'm going to have to say that train is never late. So this is shirt number two. That train is never late. I like this design. Very simple, very easy. I'll probably put the logo on it somewhere. But there it is right there. So shirt number two, that train is never late. Now this one, I'm going to have to design a little bit more. Okay. Because it's not a PNG file, but I did like the concept. So I will just redesign this shirt, but it will look something like this. So American flag in the background with the cross on front, and it will say One Nation Under God. I do like this shirt. This is a good shirt. I'll just have to redesign it a little bit. But there it is. Shirt number three is One Nation Under God with the flag and a cross on the front. That is a really good shirt. That is a good shirt. I like it. All right, this one right here, this is just the design. I do like this design. So number four, equal opportunity offender. It's a pretty good one. It will look exactly like this on the shirt because this is actually a PNG, PNG file. So this is a really good one. But equal opportunity offender for shirt number four. So this is shirt number four. There you go. Equal opportunity offender. And rounding out, this is a pretty good one as well. This we will defend. I think this is a pretty good one as well. So this is wrapping up shirt number five. Pretty solid design here. Whoever did this, I know who you are. But pretty solid design here. It will look exactly like this on the shirt. But pretty solid. So one, we'll go through them really quick. So one, two, three, four, and five. Shirt number five. And that's all of them. So very good. Look, I was really impressed because a lot of people hand drew designs, like hand drew. I can't put that on a shirt. There's no way to edit that and make it look like that. So I was really impressed with a lot of designs. You guys did an exceptional job. Again, guys, not in the live chat. Go to the comment section where it's permanent so I can count it. So comment section 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And Thursday, you will see your shirt on the merch site. So other than that, that's it, folks. Excellent job. Let's get in and really quick, let's talk about Truth Social before we get out of here. I am on Truth Social right now. I know the McGroins are as well. So a good social media network here is President Trump's Truth Social. Check out Donald Trump's social media website. You'll get breaking news and, I mean, keep up with President Trump. That's the one reason to get Truth Social, is to keep up with President Trump. Honestly, I mean, that's the only reason I have it, is to keep up with the president and the stuff that he puts on Truth Social. So you can scan this QR code right now and you can sign up for President Trump's Truth Social, his social media website, breaking news stories, commentary, top media figures, and you'll be able to see his legendary post as well. So check out Truth Social right now. Okay, so let's go to the chat and let's get the hot takes for the day. I do things a little bit different, guys. Doesn't matter how much you donate. Doesn't matter to me. Whether it's a dollar, $5, or whatever, still going to get read. So let's get these out of the way. from the Patriot Paladin, in your opinion, the left says we're racist, tyrants, etc. How long before we get fed up enough to where we're dragging these leaders out of the office and actually defending America from them? I will say this, and me and Kendra talk about this all the time. It's that, you know, you can only be called something so long that it actually affects you in a negative way. And so I have to constantly, especially because of obviously this accent, you know, the hats that I wear, where I was born and raised, I have to be very careful with how I respond to those things and what I what articles and situations that I respond about, because the last thing you want to do is give them ammunition to go, see, I told you that guy with the accent on Rumble, he's a racist piece of shit. So you got to be really careful. You don't want to take the bait, though. You never want to take the bait, because then you just give up the high ground. And right now we have it, so let's try to keep it. Caddy Highlander, to the Arabic son of a bitch about them taking over, just remember what Yamamoto said after Pearl Harbor about invading the mainland. You're right, Admiral Yamamoto said, we have just awakened the beast. Behind every blade of grass is an American with a gun. Be a cold day in hell. True statement, my friend. True statement. Mamoose, Zohan Mamami is already telling the world he doesn't abide by the Constitution and will not. I think he's trying to bankrupt New York by the way of lawsuits, economic terrorism. Wonder whose bankroll he is on. I'm sure that'll come out in the wash. I really do. The dude's a piece of trash. I mean, he is, and we'll find out soon enough. Akichigoro, I love that username, by the way. What do you think of Marjorie Taylor's recent appearance on Tucker Carlson? Great show. Thank you, by the way. I don't know. Marjorie Taylor is just one of those that a lot of these politicians and influencers are really making me nervous. Like, I understand that you got to give your opinion and people want your opinion. I get that. But I don't think you need to be giving your opinion to the aspect where it seems like you're leaning. You know what I mean? Like you're breaking under the pressure. So I think she should have just kind of, you know, every once in a while you need to back up and punt. And I think she should in that aspect. Jody 2035. I would like to know where all the money went that Doge found. I thought money was going to help pay off our American debt. Did it? It's a good question. Nobody knows where that money went and if it's still being spent or not being spent or how it's being spent. Again, that just goes, and Graham says this all the time, like the corruption in DC is like, it's to the root. And I've said this millions of times, Donald Trump's not going to do it. It's going to take Trump 8 years of JD and 8 years of somebody else to even see a start of change. Like 4 years of Trump's not going to do it. So we're going to have 4 years of Trump, 8 years of JD, 8 years of somebody else in the same path, because it's, I mean, in 4 years, they wrecked everything. I mean, everything. Look at the damage that Joe Biden did in 4 years. Okay. It's just like the gym. Okay. For those of you who go to the gym, you work out, you try to lose weight, you try to put on mass. Listen, it doesn't take long to lose it. Okay. You cannot go to the gym for a month and see a change in your muscle mass and your strength and your cut. It takes 6 months to forever to get it back. The same thing with this beautiful American dream that we have. All right. It doesn't take long to lose it, but man, it takes a long time to fix it. So here's hoping that we can at this point. But that's all the time I got. Guys, I appreciate everything that you do for me. We're going to continue this Independence Week tomorrow. Remember, Dear America is only for 4 days. I'm only for 4 days. So I don't know. We'll change the song tomorrow. I have no idea what I'm going to change it to. But I hope you guys enjoy the remainder of your week. It's storming like crazy out there right now. So got that to look forward to. But anyway, I will see you guys first thing in the morning right next to Graham, the cowboy and the Mexican on Dear America. And you guys know the deal. I love you. I miss you. And you know that I mean it. Take care, guys. I reach towards the sky,